In Nashville, Tennessee today, the Republican-led state House of Representatives expelled two Democratic lawmakers. A third Democrat was spared by a single vote. Republicans say the trio broke decorum by speaking out last week about the shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville, which killed three children and three staffers. The days leading up to today's expulsions have been dramatic and chaotic, and today was no different. Here to catch us up is Chaz Sisk of member station WPLN in Nashville. Hi, Chaz.
Hi.
It's been quite a day where you are. Republicans voting to expel two members while plenty of protesters were on hand. What more can you tell us about what happened today?
Yeah, these protesters were in the House galleries, outside the chamber, and even outside the Capitol itself, there were so many. And they were very loud. I mean, there were chants of shame on you right after the House took the last vote, which was about an hour ago. The two members who were expelled were Nashville Representative Justin Jones and Memphis Representative Justin Pearson. Pearson is actually the newest member of the legislature. He officially joined on the day of the Covenant school shooting last week. They, along with a third Democrat, Gloria Johnson of Knoxville, took over the House floor to call for more gun legislation in the wake of the Covenant shooting. Johnson survived by a single vote. It should be noted that she was the only legislator among the three who's white. The other two are black. Her defense was that, unlike her two colleagues, she didn't use a bullhorn or break other House rules during the protest. She was just standing in support. But Republicans said what they did was a serious breach of decorum. Here's Republican State Representative Gino Bolso talking about Jones.
The gentleman shows no remorse. He does not even recognize that what he did was wrong. So not to expel him would simply invite him and his colleagues to continue to engage in mutiny on the House floor.
Chaz, this move is being described as unprecedented in Tennessee. Why is that?
Well, expulsions are very rare in Tennessee. It's happened only four times in the past century and a half. The most recent was just last year, and that's when the Tennessee Senate expelled a member convicted of fraud for misusing federal money. Over in the House, a member was expelled in 2016 after he was accused of sexual harassment, and that was preceded by a lengthy investigation by the state's attorney general. And before that, you have to go all the way back to 1980, when a House member was expelled for bribery. It's been noted by these lawmakers' defenders that there have been a lot of questionable behaviors in the years since then. There's been a member who urinated on another's chair and others who were accused of very serious crimes without being censured, much less expelled.
Now, a lot of people who are opposed to this expulsion are talking about it as an attack on democracy. What is that argument rooted in?
Well, I think you have to remember, and what you have to understand is these members have been a thorn in the Republican side for a while. Jones, the national representative who was expelled already, he was a very prominent political activist here at the Capitol before getting elected last November. And he was even banned for a while from the state Capitol for throwing a styrofoam cup at the former House Speaker. But what they've been up against is a huge Republican supermajority that can cut off debate at a moment's notice. And we've seen that happen more and more frequently over the past several years. So there's been a lot of frustration built up for a while before this action on the House floor. Here's Jones, the Nashville representative, giving his defense. He stood his ground throughout the proceedings, and he calls the expulsion the latest move in an extended power grab.
And so that is why I walked up to the well. I walked up to the well because you were pushing my people back. We brought a megaphone because you cut our people off, and you cut their representatives off from the microphone. Time after time after time after time after time again. And there comes a time where people get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
And I think it's really important to note just how few Democrats there are left in Tennessee. I've been covering the legislature since 2009, and back then there was a pretty even split. Now it's three-quarters Republicans in the House, and all but six of the Senate's 33 members are Republicans, and there are no Democrats who hold statewide office in Tennessee.
I've been speaking with WPLN senior editor Chaz Sisk about Republican efforts to expel three Democrats from the Tennessee state legislature earlier today. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.